slightly blood-stained head and said, "Extended duration to the..." before a gloved fist smacked across its mouth. And then the guards were heading down the street. The crowd flowed back. Said DMH.
"Seems to be... Hello, where'd you go to?"
Rincewind reappeared from around a corner. DMH looked impressed. There had actually been a small thunderclap when Rincewind moved.
"See, they got another of them," he said. "Putting up wall posters again, I expect."
"Another one of who?" said Rincewind.
"Red Army."
"Oh."
"I don't pay much attention," said DMH. "They say some old legend's going to come true about emperors and stuff. Can't see it myself."
"He didn't look very legendary," said Rincewind.
"Ah, some people will believe anything."
"What'll happen to him?"
"Difficult to say, with the emperor about to die. Hands and feet cut off, probably."
"What? Why?"
"'Cause he's young. That's leniency. A bit older and it's his head on a spike over one of the gates."
"That's punishment for putting up a poster."
"Stops him doing it again, see?" said DMH.
Rincewind backed away. "Thank you," he said, and hurried off. "Oh, no," he said, pushing his way through the crowds. "I'm not getting mixed up in people's heads being chopped off." And then someone hit him again, but politely. As he sank to his knees and then to his chin, he wondered what had happened to the good old-fashioned, "Hey, you." The Silver Horde wandered through the alleys of Hung Hung. "I don't call this bloody well sweeping through a city, slaughtering every bugger," muttered Truckle. "When I was riding with Bruce the Hoon, we never walked in through a front gate like a bunch of soppy mudder." "Mr. Uncivil," said Mr. Savaloy hurriedly, "I wonder if this might be a good time to refer you to that list I drew up for you."
"What bloody list?" said Truckle, sticking out his jaw belligerently. "The list of acceptable civilized words, yes?"
He turned to the others. "Remember I was telling you about civilized behaviour? Civilized behaviour is vital to our long-term strategy."
"What's a long-term strategy?"
said Caleb the Ripper.
"It's what we're going to do later," said Cohen. "And what's that then?" "It's the plan," said Cohen.
"Well, I'll be f—" Truckle began. "The list, Mr. Uncivil. Only the words on the list," snapped Mr. Savaloy. "Listen, I bow to your expertise when it comes to crossing wildernesses, but this is civilization, and you must use the right words. Please."
"Better do what he says, Truckle," said Cohen.
With bad grace, Truckle fished a grubby piece of paper out of his pocket, then unfolded it.
"Dang," he said. "What's that mean? And what's this darn and heck?"
"They are civilized swear words," said Mr. Savaloy.
"Well, you can take them and..."
"Ah," said Mr. Savaloy, raising a cautionary finger.
"You can shove them up..."
"Uh-huh.
You can..."
"Huh?" Truckle shut his eyes and clenched his fist.
"Dang it all to heck," he shouted.
"Good," said Mr. Savaloy. "That's much better." He turned to Cohen, who was grinning happily at Truckle's discomfort. "Cohen," he said, "there's an apple stall over there. Do you fancy an apple?"
"Yeah, might do,"
Cohen conceded, in the cautious manner of someone giving a conjurer his watch while remaining aware that the man is grinning and holding a hammer.
"Right. Now then, gentlemen, Genghis wants an apple. There's a stall over there selling fruit and nuts. What does he do?"
Mr. Savaloy looked hopefully at his charges. "Anyone? Yes?"
"Easy. You kill that little..."
There was a rustle of unfolding paper again.
"Chap behind the stall, then..."
"No, Mr. Uncivil. Anyone else?"
"What? You set fire to..."
"No, Mr. Vincent. Anyone else?"
"You rape..."
"No, no, Mr. Ripper," said Mr. Savaloy. "We take out some..." He looked at them expectantly.
"Money,"
chorused the horde. "And we... what do we do? Now we've gone through this hundreds of times, we..." This was the difficult bit. The horde's lined faces creased and puckered still further as they tried to force their minds out of the